Welcome to the ministry of Pastor Chris Ross. Pastor Chris has a dynamic teaching anointing, and he is the founder of the very vibrant Breakthrough Christian Church in Cape Town, South Africa. He is a healing evangelist and touches many lives through the Jesus the Answer outreach ministry. Now, enjoy this message by Pastor Chris.
Lord, I want to live my life to please you. I bring my heart before you to remold. Make of me a vessel fit for honor, that I may shine for you, sparkling gold, to be pleasing you, this is all I really want to do, to be Lord, I live my life in full surrender, and all that I hold dear, I give to you. Purify my heart and make me holy, that I may walk in the way that's pleasing you, to be pleasing you, pleasing you. This is all I really want to do.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. If you have Bibles today, we will read out of Hebrews chapter 10. And I'm talking about the master key to a breakthrough. Amen. The master key for your breakthrough. We all need breakthroughs in life, isn't it? And you have come to a church called Breakthrough. And you will receive a master key today for your breakthrough. Amen. I believe the Lord gave us this name, Breakthrough. I don't think it is just by chance. And many people have testified that, especially visitors, that this Breakthrough is a powerful name. The lady who came to us from the United States that met Catherine Kuhlman, she wrote me a beautiful letter, and she sent me two books that she wrote. And I think she's visiting South Africa again later in this year. And I invited her to come and see us again and speak to us a little bit. Amen. The doctor. You remember the lady, the old lady? The doctor. And she also loves this word called breakthrough. If you need a breakthrough, your breakthrough is coming to you right now today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38. Tonight we continue with Bible school. Don't forget, 4 o'clock, Pastor Charlie will be teaching the students here. And Pastor Charlie, tomorrow night they must come again. They are late with a few. We have to catch up. It's going to be some hard work, but we'll make it. All right. This scripture says, I think the first part, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul have no pleasure in him. Put it in the other version of the Bible so that we can have a look at this today. And my righteousness ones will live by faith. And my righteous ones will live by faith. But I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. There's a mystery in the Christian circles. And this mystery is called faith. It's a mystery. And as your pastor, I'm always trusting God and believing God that you will prosper. Because poverty is not from the Lord. Poverty is one of the curses that Deuteronomy 28 speaks about. You know, it says, "Stikkenis kuna sal jy dra." If you don't do this and if you don't do that. Poverty and filth is from the devil and part of disobedience. So, wherever a child of God starts to live righteously, he must exercise his faith. Because as much as I would like to help you to become prosperous, I can tell young people, study, you know, work hard. These are all good keys to be a bit more prosperous in life. But the main key, because you see, some of you might not be able to study. Especially the people in the colored community. They left school early. Many of them never had opportunities. They don't know university. Is it true? Even our children today, they don't go to university. They just want to finish matric and drive in a Cadillac. Then they think they have become the best in the world. But we trust in God that our children that finish matric in this church will all apply for university or college studies. Because it's part of what makes you a little bit more successful. And it also makes you think better. A lot of the university things you will learn, you will forget it all. But it makes you become a little bit more slow to speak and think more. It's part of the developing of your intellect. Now, for those who couldn't make it there for some good reason, there's another secret that I'm giving you today that will make you prosper. And a good father always wants to see his children prosper. A good father is happy when his children have plenty. And he always wants to bless them and he always wants to give them. And God has given us a secret. You see, I want you all to be prosperous. Although our church doesn't always emphasize prosperity, we believe in prosperity. I surely believe in prosperity because I am not a poor man. So if God has blessed me, then God is going to bless you also. The son of an elephant is also an elephant. It might be small, but he'll grow to be just like his father. Isn't it so? But now you must then follow the keys or the steps of the father. Are you listening? And you have to believe God. Because you must live by faith. Faith is the key. And I'm talking about faith this morning. Because I'm always asking God, how can you prosper my people? And there's no other way. The righteous shall live by faith. You will believe in impossible things, and God will make it happen for you. Hallelujah. Not things that you can accomplish by studies or hard work. Things beyond your reach is what God can give you. Actually, God is well pleased when you believe in Him. Let me before I come back, let me tell you some things Mike Murdock said about faith that really blessed me, because I was reading his book and I was so blessed when he spoke about faith. Let me just see if I can pick it up quickly. He was saying that, here it is. He said, faith is the master key to supernatural miracles. It is a weapon that the believer has in his hand. What is the weapon? The weapon is called faith. We know that faith is defined like this. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things you haven't yet seen. Are you with me? Dit is geloof. U het dit nog nie, maar u glo u gaan dit. Dis geloof. U moenie sê dat u het nie geld nie of u werk nie. No, there's a faith. Bishop Dagwood Mills writes about the measure of faith. So he explains like this. You must have faith for the position where you are in. Alright? So in other words, God is going to move you ahead. But it happens in the measure of where you are in. For example, if you never had a car before, don't have faith now for a Mercedes-Benz S-Class. Vertrou eers die Here vir 'n bicycle. Hallelujah. As jy met my. Sy gaan mos nou nie wil daar double story het, maar sy het nog eers 'n Wendy nie. Vra die Here stap vir stap wat hy jou moet gee. Is jy met my? Ja. Sy het nou net geloof want sy wil jou university slaag. Is dit nie waar nie? En miskien nou sit jy golfie kry by die Here. Amen. Moenie nou vra vir BMW nie. Sy's nog nie daar nie. That's the measure of faith. It's not that we don't have faith, but our faith is in measures. Are you understanding me? And as your faith increase, the first time I prayed for sick people, I asked the Lord, just give me people with headaches first. Because it's one of the small miracles. Before the Lord opened the blind eyes of people. And the first crusade I had for healing, I said, Lord, if I can just pray for somebody with a headache and the headache is healed. Because it takes faith to pray for the sick. It's the prayer of faith that will heal the sick. Are you with me? You must believe God that He's going to do something marvelous. And that day, the Lord gave me 3 people with headaches. My first crusade. And the Lord touched them. They said they were healed. I can't know. I don't know. The person who tells you is healed, you must believe that person. Because the person knows that there was a pain and the pain is gone. And after that, I started praying for bigger, you see. And then we saw the blind eye open of the baby. We saw some many, many powerful miracles. And more miracles you will see in the near future. But I had to believe God in the measure of faith where I was. Are you with me? So now when I pray for sick, then I don't doubt. Because I've seen what the Lord has done. So I've stepped far in my measure. Hallelujah. When we prayed for a girl in a wheelchair and she was shaking under the power. And I knew God was going to heal that child. I wish that child could have stayed in the environment. Because obviously she went back to wherever the circumstances was. But the Lord started to shake that wheelchair. She said she never felt anything in her legs, but that day, after many years, she had feeling in the legs. So I believe that God is going to raise people out of wheelchairs in our crusades. By faith. Amen. We believe the impossible. But faith is a mystery, because some are healed and some are not healed. That's the mystery of faith. Are you with me? You can't always determine. But God expects us to believe it will happen. Praise the Lord. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now I'm going to give you this. Listen to this. This is powerful. Are you here? Listen to this wonderful keys. If you want an uncommon miracle, you need uncommon faith. Mike Murdock says this. I like what he says. He says, God has an obsession to be believed. I'll explain it to you nicely in English. You know when you have an obsession with something, it's mal with it, ne? You are mad about something. That's what it means to have an obsession with something. You're obsessed. Now God has an obsession, Mike Murdock says. He wants to be believed. It's powerful. He withholds from anyone who doubts him and who doubts his word. He withholds from anyone who doubts his word. But he rewards those who believe his word. Glo in die woord van die Here en jy sal sien dit word waar in jou lewe. Amen. This is the mystery of Christianity, that we are made righteous by believing in a God that we cannot see. My Lord. Tears alone does not move God. Desperation does not intimidate God. Jerik is desperaat, ek moet nou help kry. That doesn't move God. Manipulation does not control God. Hier as jy my gaan iets doen, dan gaan ek vir jy 100 rand gee. That's manipulation. Education does not influence God. Faith is the only voice that God respects. I'm quoting from Mike Muller. I repeat again for you that like this wonderful saint. He says, tears alone do not move God. You take on my heel. Sometimes we cry over death, over sickness, over financial loss, but tears alone do not move God. Desperation does not intimidate God. Manipulation does not control God. It klink nou soos Vincent Alexander. Education does not influence God. Faith is the only voice that God respects. Faith is the only voice that God. And I want you as BCC people, believe that you are going higher in the Lord. And you will also prosper financially. And you will prosper, you will have abundance. The Bible says, the thief cometh to steal, to kill, to destroy. John 10:10. But I have come that you might have life, but not just normal life. You will have abundant life. But you mustn't doubt what I say. That's that mystery of Christianity. Believe it. Believe it. Believe that you will prosper. And when you believe, you position yourself for prosperity, isn't it? Sy kam jou hare reg, want sy gaan mos in mooi plekke stap. It's nice to prosper. Do you know that? It's not wrong to prosper. It's God's way to prosper you. And God is going to prosper you. You'll look much better than you look today. Hallelujah. If we are obedient to God's word, it's all God is asking for us. That's why up at the other spoke about chaos and order. Order means obedient. Be obedient to the word. Be obedient. Do what God says. Don't do your own thing. Ladies and gentlemen, don't do your own thing. Tell your neighbor, Pastor praat met jou. Don't do your own thing. Do what God asks you. Do what God asks you. God is wise. Do you believe God is wise? The word of God is what? The wisdom of God. The word of God is the wisdom. Do what the Bible says. You might not understand it, but believe God. That is faith. Believe God. And you will see the difference in your life. Praise the Lord. You will be prosperous, I tell you. Faith is the only method that impresses God to start miracles in your life. Faith, this word called faith. The only pain that God has, I'm just closing this part of Mike Murdoch's book. He says, the two most important qualities he has learned about God are this one. God's only pain is when people doubt him. And number two, he says, his only pleasure is when people believe him. Wow. Remember he said, without faith, it is impossible to please. So it means when we have faith, we please God. It is in Hebrews 6 verses 11, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And the Lord will seriously arrange scenarios for you that require that you must have confidence in him. Sometimes sickness, sometimes little money. It is a scenario created by God so that you can have confidence in him. Wow. I remember being with my back to the wall many times. I can't always know how I got out of it, but here I stand. It didn't kill me. Financial difficulty, financial pressure, physical illness. But yes, I'm still standing. Because God has come through. And it's by faith. Some time ago, I was preaching in the church in Mitchell's Plain, and I was giving my testimony of how I preached to the daisies. I don't know who of you were there that day. When I was a young boy, I had faith that I would be a preacher. Because I had the desire in my heart. But I didn't have people like you listening to me. So I preached to the daisies, the flowers, because they were many. I was like many people to preach to. My first real preaching was only to two people. My brother, who's now a pastor, he was my usher. And only two people were there. And we made an altar call at the end of my preaching. And we waited till both of them gave their lives to Christ. Because only the one hand was up. The other hand wasn't up. And I said, we will wait for one more person. I said, I was 13 years old when I preached my first crusade. I said, I will wait for one more person. The Lord is speaking to somebody here. But there was only one whose hand wasn't up. So he knew we were talking about him. And after a while, the brother whose hand was up got tired. And he nudged him in the side. He said, Kiki, stick your hand up my claw, man. That was Bakir, man. That the dins can claw, man. And the whole church gave their lives to the Lord that day. The whole church. I preached to the daisies in my father's backyard. There were plenty. And every time I preached powerfully, the wind would blow over them and they would wave. So it's like, yeah, hallelujah. And today I stand before daisies. But the daisies have become real human beings. You are that daisy. Faith is to have the impossible dream. Are you with me? And sometimes I'm actually trying to stir up your faith to make you believe that there is better things ahead for you. Don't look at your circumstances. No, look to what God can do. When I speak to these young boys who are around me, I'm encouraging, get ready for the big time. Because with God, you're not a loser. With God, you are always winning. Amen. Maar jy moet vir jou reg maak, man. Moet nie so wees nie. Look how I preach to the days I practice. So now today I practice hard enough so I can preach to you. Are you with me? Applause always comes when preparation meets the opportunity. You see, I have a friend who used to teach the kids. He said, this is preparation and this is opportunity. And when the two meet, the people clap for you. Because there was an opportunity, but you're not prepared for it. You're not prepared for it. Keep believing God that your life will turn out to be better. Amen. Start to look and dream impossible dreams. Go around and see things beyond your circumstance. Don't stay in your community. Move out a little bit. Move out. When you watch something, ask God to open your eyes to see that you can learn from what you see. Because faith cometh to you. Faith cometh by hearing, but also by seeing. Are you with me? If you see something, say, Oos kan ook mos dit doen. Oos kan ook dit het. Is it moontlik? Ja, dis moontlik. Every time I see a church with beautiful lights and beautiful, and I think, this is nothing, we'll have all this. By faith. By faith. Dark blue stage. I'm looking at all these. Bishop Dag is building beautiful buildings. Every time I see a new one, I see different lights. And I have to just imagine what it will be like when we move into our mega church. Amen. Without faith, God will not be pleased with you. Now, here's an important key. Whenever you are in a tight corner and you must believe God, but then you get another option out of this corner. When faith shuts down, or in other words, faith will shut down when you consider a second option. In other words, as die nie gaan werk nie, dan gaan ek maar 'n loansie vat by Sister Mary. James chapter 1 verse 8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen. It's not easy to live by faith, but it is required of God for you to live by faith, because the righteous shall live by faith. It's not easy at all. It's not easy at all. But God requires it of you. Hallelujah. And your dream will be so big, you will need faith. You will need faith to acquire that dream. A most dangerous day in your life is the day you do not have a dream big enough to require uncommon faith. Are you listening? And what is the opposite of that faith? Fear. Fear and doubt. Fear and doubt is the enemy of faith. Unused faith is a tragedy to God. Hallelujah. All right, back to what we were talking about. I'm almost finished. Are you still around? Faith for your breakthrough. Praise God. So now we believe that it is in God's heart and in His mind to prosper each and everyone. Amen? To move you forward in life. And the only way that you can accomplish that is to believe what God said will come to pass. Believe that it is true. Amen? Because people who have faith are generally more prosperous than people who do not have faith. There are many Christians in the world. And you will notice that some churches emphasize faith. Others just emphasize holiness. They don't want anything to do with money. They don't want anything to do with prosperity. And you see, they remain poor. Isn't it so? They say, nee, man, mens moet nie agter geld aan hulle, mens moet nie, mens moet nie. And they miss something in life. Are you with me? We also love to preach holiness. We love to preach many things, but prosperity is part of God's plan for us. I will be lying to you if I say I'm not prosperous or I'm not interested in having you to prosper. No, I want you to prosper. I want you to prosper. I want to see you progress and go forward. Hallelujah. And it's going to happen in your life. But even people with faith will experience disappointments, sickness sometimes, and shortcomings. So we are not unbalanced in our teaching. No. I also experience disappointments. I also experience sickness sometimes and other shortcomings. But the Lord wants us to live by faith. Amen. There is a trend of blessing. There is a trend of abundance and long life among those who believe. Many people who live to be in old ages, they hulle weier om dood te gaan. Ek sê dit maar nou so, maar in ander woorde is enig geloof. Sê nie, ek is all right, ek gaan nie sterf nie. And they pressed it. They should have died at 50 something, they already 70. It's called faith. Nothing pleases God more than faith. Nothing pains God more than doubt. Is dit waar wat ek preek? Het jy gesien sekere ou mense, hulle is oud, maar hulle voel hulle is nie oud nie. Dis geloof. Dis geloof. Hulle sê vir die dood, maar nie nou nie. Ek is nog nie reg om te gaan nie. By faith I will make it. Amen. And the Lord has been good to them. The Lord has been good to them. Don't draw back from faith, believers. Faith is a special virtue which has a key role to play in your life. A very special virtue. The Bible never said without love it is impossible to please God. The Bible doesn't say without peace it is impossible to please God. But the Bible is very clear. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. May the Lord increase your faith. May that thing that you dreamt of, may it come to pass in your life. May the obstacles that is in front of you disappear because of your faith. Because when you believe God, you make Him happy. And God will do something on your behalf because of your faith. Your finances will not drown you. You will survive. Your wayward child will not bring you down. You will be a survivor. And you will have the victory. Amen. Believe God for your husband that is not saved, that God is going to save him. Speak in a positive way. Speak with expectant hearts that it will happen. Amen. All of you young men believing to be pastors, start to practice, to preach. Preach to living organisms or dead organisms as well. And one day they will turn into people. Hallelujah. We need dreamers in the church. Are you a dreamer? That's why it's good to watch movies. Movies, it brings you in pictures of other worlds. And you can also imagine that you can be James Bond or Spider-Man and save the world. Amen. In plaas van niks doen nie, man. Baie van julle is net 'n klomp leeg leer soms, want julle moet net gehelp word vir hoe lank? Vir hoe lank moet ons jou help? En wanneer kom jy by die punt wat jy mense kan help? Want jy het nie geloof nie. Is binne in jou. God het vir jou iets gegee wat jou sal lig na die volgende punt toe. Jy moet dit beoefen, jy moet practice your faith. Amen. En al gaan dit swaar met jou, vra hoe gaan dit? As jy sê it is well. It is well. It is well. Moenie klaar nie. The woman, the Syrophoenician woman's child died. Now the woman who looked after Elisha, she gave him the place to stay. When the boy died, she sent the servant to him and said, when they ask you how is it, just say to him it is well. But he came with the message, the boy is dead, he must come. You see. But when the servant Gehazi met him on the way, he asked him, so, how are things? He said, it is well. Wow. I declare today it shall be well in your crisis. You have a crisis, and that's why you are here today. Nobody knows about it. But how can we overcome your crisis? It will take many counseling sessions, a lot of money, No. It is by faith that you will believe God, that He will work something for you, that this crisis can pass you by. Amen? I'm telling you, believers, believe God. That's why you're called believers. Glo in God, and He sal vir jou 'n wonderwerk doen. He's a miracle working God. He will do miracles in your life. My life is a life of miracles. Amen. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Things that was not possible in the normal trend of things. God will lift you fast above others. You will have abundance and blessing. Yes, you will. Amen. Hey! Sy sal in jou sak krap wat ding sê, waar kon die 50 rand vind? Wanneer het ek nou weer die geld hier ingesit? Ach, haar krap sê, maar waar was die? Yes, like. Het sal met jou ook gebeur. You will not be like people that know where every rand is in the house. As I say, daar achter die lamp, daar had ek nog een rand weggestiek vir jou. Sy sal net krap en sê, ja, maar wat? Dit gee alles nou weer die. Okay. I'm so glad God bless me so that when I'm preaching to you, I'm not talking about things I don't understand. En dan voelt hy so maar, ach, maar sy het mos die 50 rand nodig. Dan giet jy dit so maar vir iemand. Maar hy wil het hy en nou sit ek het nou weer te gaan. The other day I was giving one of my soccer boys money. I felt it, I had money in my pocket. I didn't know where it came from. So I was, he helped me and I was just, I said, take this. And he said, for what? I said, I just feel like giving you something. And the other boys didn't like it, so they said, no, 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 he must do this. I said, no, 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 he can do what he wants to with the money. It was just a gift from me to him. I just liked him, just that moment, something just like. Because I also, you see, one of the greatest tests of your faith is with money. Here's your test. You want to be tested, you believe God? That's what Mike Murdoch says. He says, he knows why people don't tithe. Because they are scared. They are scared if they give the money away, they won't make their budget meet. But that is what is called faith. Are you with me? Faith doesn't make logical sense. Ek niet aan die 50 rand, hoe sal ek het weggie? Maar dis mos geloof. As jy met my, you hope in things that you haven't seen. You believe by giving this, God will bless. God says it. He says, look, bring it to me and I will continually bless you. Why I have always money in different pockets is because I'm never afraid to give. I joked one day with a person when I was in the basket. I had money in my pocket. I gaan nou uittel. I knew I had a 200, 100 and a 50. Ek sê, whatever it kom nou moet nou val. But whatever comes out of my pocket must go into this. Because I had a 200, a 100 and a 50. I had a lot of rent. But I was praying, Lord, let it be a 50. When I want only 200 weg in the man. The problem is I never have small change. It's always, my wife prefers me not to have money in the pocket because I'm always just, it's disappearing. So when I pulled out, it was a 200 rand. And to ek bury of ek just say, yeah, man. To sag ek. But I like what Mike Murdoch said. He said, don't believe it when people say they gave joyfully. Hy sê, as hy gegier het, as hy kwaad, jong man, hy soek hy geld. And when I 200 fall, they say, ek, but I don't care. I don't worry about it. Because my faith tells me, the one who gave that to me, he's got more. And he wants, he's only pleased by my faith. Nothing can please God. Not tears, not manipulation. What did I say? I mentioned a few things. Not education, not desperation. Only faith. God, it pains God if you don't believe him. But it pleases him. if you believe him. Hallelujah. Soon we'll take an offering. We'll have a combined service. We're going to take offerings for the building. But it will be an uncommon faith. I've already pledged mine. The day when Dr. Mike was here. It was $8,500. It's 100,000 rand. And I said, he was praying for people. And I that was a moment that I didn't want to miss. Even though he told the people to give it to our church. I said, let me also give. Because I believe in the uncommon seed. Produces an uncommon harvest. Some years ago, I was in East London. And a pastor said, if you give 1,000 rand into this envelope today, you write on there what you want God to do. And you will see it will happen. And he was talking about debt cancellation. A miracle of debt cancellation. And I spoke to God. I said, Lord, you know, a lot of these preachers, they come with money gimmicks and all these things. But forgive me if this is a moment that you have created for me. And I'm going to criticize and miss the opportunity. And I felt in my heart that this is God. Although this was a man that a lot of people criticize because they are taking offerings. And I took my envelope. I don't know. I flew to East London. Sometimes I just feel God sending me. It was a conference at the River Church. And I wrote on my envelope, I want to be debt free. He said by December. And I think it was in May, the conference. And I threw it in. And when the new year came, I looked back at my debts and I realized that I owed no. That time I owed a few shops money. And I had some overdraft money and I had a credit card money. But miraculously, by faith, I didn't owe anybody anything. I went to the one shop that I owed money to. And I asked them, because they didn't send me the receipt, so I somehow lost it. I said, please check on your system how much money I owe you. And so when they looked, I saw the man. He was quiet and he said, he need to call his manager. Ek ding, Here, what does it know? But when the manager came, he couldn't understand that. So the manager had to explain to him, no. This minus here means we owe this man money. Yeah. And so they said to me, they said, Mr. Ross, you have paid more than you owed us. You are 2,500 something in credit. So we can give it back to you now, or you can choose what you want in the shop to the value of 2,000. Ek sê, wag, ek het lankie geshoppie. Hallelujah. Hey! Is it lekker om te, isn't it nice to shop and you don't have to pay for it? It's like they owe it to you. Bring ek so three, I took three items to the till. En ek vra, is dit, hulle sê nie dat, jy kan nog gaan naar, ek sê, wag net so, ek kom nou terug. Hallelujah! My 1,000 rand seed. I can't explain to you more how faith, you see, brother, you can think for 100 years, the pastor is trying to rob you, you'll never prosper. Never. Dit sal so arm bly soos ek my goue watsie voor jou skit vandag. Halleluja. And listen, I'm not one for show of you. I never wear gold and stuff. People give bless me with things. And I can attest to God's goodness. These things are given to me. This is 45,000 rand in the shop. This, I don't even know what to do with it, but I can't give it away because the man, every time he wants to see if I'm wearing his gift, I say, look, I'm wearing your gift. I put on this tie because somebody in the church gave it to me. So I also want to show that I'm wearing your stuff, you see. Pastor, how can you help me? Can you give me some money to help me out of poverty? I can give you that money, but jy gaan weer volgende week weer sukkel. I'm going to tell you the key, the master key to my breakthrough. I believed God. And even the little I had in my pocket, I gave it to Him. It's the truest sign that you believe God. You see, in the Bible, many miracles happen to people who believed God. But when I talk about the miracle of provision, it's what I want to speak to you about. Then it is very similar to the widow who had nothing, and the prophet Elijah said, first give to me, and then you have a little bit for you and your son. But you, what you have given to me will unlock the door of provision. Your oil jar will never run dry. Will never run dry. BCC, we want you to prosper. We want you to prosper. So in the area of sowing and reaping, it's the only way to prosperity. Unless you're a business tycoon of some sort. But even the businessmen know that they must give to God. And then they continue to be blessed. Amen. Can I have some? Charmaine is not here. Abidi, get me some envelopes. You know, I wanted to do this when we get together, but I think the Lord is going to keep me accountable. Because the thing I preach is what I must practice. Amen. Listen. God wants to give you a major breakthrough. When Dr. Mike Murdoch came here, he made some of us give money, and I pledged 100,000 rand to the building fund. I don't have the money, but it was an uncommon seed, and I'm believing God to give me the money now, as time goes on, to give it. One lady called Pastor Maria, she also gave 100,000, and she started paying the money in, and I told Deirdre, tell her, please, if she didn't understand it to be dollars, we don't want to put anybody under pressure. I'm not like that. But she said, no. I understood it to be dollars. So this is my first part of the seed I'm giving, she said. And she gave an X amount. And she said, I'm going to pay the full amount. 100,000 rand, she said, for the building that we are building. Yesterday I went there and I spoke to the people and I said, we are coming. I spoke to the committee chair. I said, we are coming with the building. I said, we are coming now. And this is the requirements. If you people don't want to work with us, fine. Cut us out of your area. We'll still do the building. Some politics there. Then we're not part of your area. We just go on with the building. But I'm coming. And I said to her, it's going to be, you think it's, you talk about, will it add value to our properties? Your properties will devalue my building. I told her, your properties will devalue my building. But I believe God. What we're planning to build will cost us like 30 million rands. A dream must be far beyond what we can do. If it's only a million, then it's nothing. It's nothing. It's more. But we're going to make it. Amen. So I want to, as I'm closing today, I want to give you this opportunity to activate your faith. Like this man in East London gave me that opportunity. He said, if you sow the seed, it will be a blessing. And nobody's forced here. Nobody don't. If you're not comfortable, don't take it. If you miss the moment, it might never come again. That's why I feel this is the moment. Do you believe with me? It's the moment of an uncommon seed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May your children prosper like never before. Listen. You cannot afford the consequences of a day of doubt in your life. Because doubt produces tragedy. Just like faith will produce your miracle. Your greatest enemy is the person who feeds your doubt. And your greatest friend is the one that breathes life into your faith. Let me tell you what doubt did, and I'm closing. Remember, fear is the enemy of faith. And each day of fear will produce 365 days of tears and heartache. When the Israelites went into Canaan, they went to spy the land for 40 days. Listen to this. But when they came back with a negative report, for each day of doubt, God added 365 days of wandering for them in the wilderness. So for 40 days of doubt came 40 years of wandering. It was multiplied by 365. Faith is confidence in the greatness of God, not in your own personal greatness. When God loves you enough to assign someone to unlock your faith, you must recognize it as a moment of uncommon faith that produces your miracle. And faith will always require an instruction, a specific instruction. Not one, two, or three, just one. Paul said, "There's one thing I do. One thing I do. One thing I do." And I also want to give you this opportunity. I'll do it maybe with the other churches later. There are three branches here, isn't it? West Bank, Ravensmead, and yeah. This seed, we want you to pledge to God, you. And you can pay it this year towards whenever you can finish it, whenever. It's good to set the time so that you don't overlap. But start. You know what's going to happen. I don't want you to give what you have. It's not what I'm asking. Ek wil nie jou geld hê wat in jou is. Ek wil net jy moet iets gee wat jy nie het nie. Are you with me? So like me now, I pledge 100,000. I don't have it to give. But I believe that God is going to give it to me somehow. And even if it comes in bits and drabs, whatever I get, I will give it till this is done. And after that, I will never lack. Now, we're going to do a little barometer from the top down because we want our first target is R1 million to put up the first structure, the first part with the steel sheets and the roof. Once we have the steel sheets and the roof, we're starting our church. We're going in. So, we're going in. As you met me. We're not staying here. This is too small. Well, our building is going to be very big, twice the size. All right. That's just the building. That's not our blocks next door. We have more. The project is huge. And I've got faith to believe God is going to do it. That's why I'm sowing a seed into it. So it is an uncommon seed that you don't have. And it's not small. Pastor Robin's not here. I wish he was here. He always has this tenacity to do something. I'm going to ask you to. This envelope is just a sign. You're not really going to put money into this envelope now. This is for what you're going to sow into God's house. Are you with me? My God. So it will be an uncommon. In other words, Mauricia, you must trust God for that. 10,000 rand you're willing to give for 20,000 rand. And you people that's been with me from the beginning, you should know even better that you must give an uncommon seed. If we have 10 people to pledge like I pledge, we have R1 million. Do you know that? And I'll show you that I'll cover that money because I believe in God that He will give it to me. Father, speak to their hearts and their lives. The days of our poverty is over. You have created an opportune time for us to sow seed into this building project so that we can be blessed by your mighty hand. This is your way. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. The only thing that pains God is doubt. And the thing that makes God happy is faith. I pray that the faith in the hearts of the believers will increase mightily. Mightily, 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 in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.